And her earrings, she's put
the earrings. She's wearing earrings. Like, I take off my rings to do my housework, but never my earrings.
So, like, do you change your earrings very often?
As long as they're hoops, yes. Like, I can have fancy emerald and diamonds for parties. Then I can have big hoop earrings for every day. And then I can have my hammock earrings for when I feel like it. And heavy, mostly Mexicans wear hoops.
Can you wear a little, just like a
yes, I have diamonds. I have diamonds, but I think they're expensive and they don't do anything for you. And hoops are flattering.
So now what about around your neck?
That's something we always wear no matter what.
That's good.
This would be the horn of plenty, the horn of luck.
Do you always wear that?
Yes. Brings me luck, believe it or not. And then...
What do you call that?
This is a nothing necklace.
A nothing necklace. What does that mean?
I don't know why it's a nothing, because it's turquoise. My daughters all wear them. One has jade, turquoise, coral, and pearls.
Would you ever wear a cross around your neck?
I wear a cross sometimes. Just that I feel that to wear a cross, you have to have reverence for the cross. It's just not something to adorn you.
So you can't wear it, it's just a piece of jewelry?
I don't feel like wearing a cross as a piece of jewelry.
Now, is there significance in that each of these coins has a different type of mounting? It's got a different...
No, I just wanted a different mounting.
So you can just have it, you can get it any different
On color. One, I have the gold coin from my wedding. And then I have the bell, the gold wedding bell symbolizing my wedding. On another one of my bracelets.
What would you call that if you had like pearls around your neck? Would you call it a necklace?
Yes.
Have you ever heard it called anything else, like something of beads or something?
A string of beads? Mm-hmm. This would be more like a string of beads.
Now that's a,
but it's called a nothing necklace.
Why would that be a string of beads?
Like, if it would have several beads stringed into it, I would call it a string of beads.
When they're separate there?
Yes.
But if it was solid beads, would it still be called a...
Yes.
A string of beads?
If there were beads on a string, I would.
Well, what about, do you carry anything in the rain, you know, to keep the rain out?
An umbrella?
Would you carry an umbrella any other time?
For the sun, we don't do that much walking. If I had to walk in the sun, I probably would.
Would you call it anything else different if you...
Parasol for the sun, parasol.
But even it might be the same thing if you...
It's funny, but in English you say parasol and it means for the sun. And in Spanish it says paraguas, so it means for the water.
And what about men? What do they wear to hold up their trousers?
Never suspenders. Not a Mexican man, just a belt or nothing.
Well, why is that?
I don't know, we consider it corny to wear suspenders. Only with a tuxedo.
It's the only time you wear suspenders?
If nobody can see them. Usarías tu resorte, sabandito.
Tell me, what would you put on a bed when you make up the bed? What's the last thing you put on?
To sleep or when you make a bedspread?
Is that the fancy top cover you put
yes.
on?
Yes.
And then you put your head on the what?
Pillow.
Do you have anything like a pillow that goes all the way across the bed from one side to the other?
Some people do. Where can you find a pillowcase that big? A bedroll?
No. Is that what you call it? A bedroll? And then how does it go? It goes...
From one end to the other.
All the way across.
¿Quién era?
Would you have anything that you could put on the bed for if it got cold or something, you know, extra besides the bedspread? Not a blanket.
A quilt, a comforter? Yes, we have quilts.
Is a quilt and a comforter the same thing?
Yes. Except that ours are made of wool. And your comforters are made out of polyester stuffing or bedding.
Is a quilt stuffed with anything?
Yes.